Hokusai's Daughter, A Young Artist in Old Japan. Story and illustrations by Sunny Seiki. Long ago in Japan, there was an artist named Hokusai. His paintings were so famous because they always had little surprises in them. His young daughter, Eijo, loved to paint too and carried art supplies with her everywhere. She often followed her father around to watch him work. While Hokusai was drawing a tall wave, Eijo sketched a crab. Her dad said, "Your crab must be strong. Those claws are too weak to catch anything." So Eijo drew another crab with just right claws. While Hokusai taught his students, Eijo drew an elegant koi fish. "It's nice," her dad said, "but your koi needs more energy. It should be like the legendary koi who swims to the top of the waterfall to become a powerful dragon." "I like that story," Eijo said, and she drew another koi that was lively and bold. One day, Hokusai took Eijo to the city where he painted a giant portrait of Daruma. Many people gathered to watch. Hokusai splashed two blotches of ink on the paper. The crowd gasped. Had the great artist made a mistake? But Hokusai moved his brush, swish, swish, swash, and the two spots became eyes. The crowd was amazed. "Someday I'll paint like that," Eijo thought. The next month, Hokusai was hired to paint 100 paper fans. It was a big job that paid him well. Eijo told the shop manager she wanted to be a painter too, but the man just laughed. "Try sewing instead, little girl." Boys were even worse. "Girls can't be artists," they said. "Art is for boys. Look at these samurai warriors we drew. Can a girl draw those?" Eijo didn't answer. After they left, she drew a giant crab that grabbed the warriors in its powerful claws. The boys wanted to cover up the crab, but they were afraid that Eijo would just draw an even bigger one. That evening, Hokusai and Eijo saw a notice announcing the birth of the shogun's son. "This year, the Boys' Day festival will be huge," Hokusai said. "Dad, why do people hang banners of a scary man all around the city on Boys' Day?" Eijo asked. "Those are pictures of Shoki, a brave warrior who protects children. I usually paint one too, but this year I'm too busy painting fans." Eijo became excited. "Let me paint it instead," she exclaimed. Hokusai wasn't sure she could do it, but he agreed to let her try. He drew a sketch of the warrior for Eijo to use as a model. But Eijo didn't like that scary man. She had a better idea. As her father was drawing fans and tossing away the messy ones, Eijo scooped them up. On the morning of Boys' Day, everyone was surprised to see an immense koi fish soaring gracefully in the sky. "Amazing," Hokusai thought. "Eijo used my fan sketches to make fish scales." But he was worried, too. "I'm not sure if the shogun will like this," he thought. Soon, posters of Eijo's koi could be seen all around the city. A messenger arrived from the castle to say that the shogun wanted to meet the famous artist who had made the splendid koi. Hokusai told him the truth. "Sir, I didn't make that koi. My daughter did." The messenger blinked in disbelief. "Impossible! No girl can make something like that." On hearing this, Eijo's eyes filled with tears. The messenger told Hokusai to come to the castle the next day ready to paint. The shogun wanted to see him at work. Eijo sat down with her sketch pad and dried her tears. "They say I can't be an artist because I'm a girl. Well, I'm going to show them." And she started drawing with even more determination than before. Hokusai was nervous about meeting the shogun. How could he impress him? Suddenly, an autumn leaf blew in the window. "That's it," he cried. "Eijo, come to the castle with me and bring the chicken." For he had remembered the famous poem about red leaves on the river in autumn. He would draw the river and get the chicken to paint red leaves on it with its feet. "The shogun will love that," he thought. Later that day, Hokusai, Eijo, and the chicken appeared before the shogun. With a swish, swish, swash of his brush, Hokusai painted a broad, flowing river. Then he dipped the chicken's feet in red paint and set it on the paper. "Everyone will be amazed when the chicken starts walking," Eijo thought. But no, the stubborn chicken sat down and refused to budge. Everyone held their breath. What will the painter do? Hokusai himself had no idea. But Eijo remembered how her dad had painted Daruma. She grabbed the paint bucket and rushed forward. Swinging her arm, she splashed blotches of red paint onto the paper. "Eijo, what are you doing?" her dad cried out in alarm. Everyone else was stunned, too. Then Eijo began to draw lines around the blotches, till slowly a giant koi fish appeared. Eijo moved her brush gracefully back and forth. The audience was filled with wonder. "Eijo, you've saved me," Hokusai whispered with relief. Hokusai added a waterfall to the painting and hung it up. "Today, I wanted the chicken to paint autumn leaves," he announced. "Instead, my daughter painted a beautiful koi. This is the famous koi who climbs a waterfall to become a dragon." The crowd cheered with delight. Eijo said to the shogun and his wife, "Just as this koi became a dragon, so may your child become a great leader one day." "Yes, yes," the shogun cried. On their way home, Hokusai told his daughter, "Eijo, I didn't realize how skillful you have become. One day you will be a great artist. Never stop believing in yourself." Eijo was filled with joy. "I promise I will never give up. I'm going to be just like that koi."